trouble is that the new musical rules of Schoenberg are not based on innate awareness, on the intuition of tonal relationships. They're like rules of an artificial language, though hopefully a universal language. And so all such rules must be deliberately learned. And this would seem to lead to what used to be called form without content in the field of aesthetics, or form at the expense of content, structuralism for its own sake. And that's exactly what Schoenberg is accused of, for example, in the Soviet Union. Formalism, they call it there, and it's strictly forbidden to the Soviet composer. But we know that Schoenberg never meant anything of the kind. He was just too musical to hold such an attitude, too much of a music lover. And no matter how much emphasis he placed on logical structure, that structure is still derived from the same 12 tones of the harmonic series, a universal we all share. And this fact alone would account for Schoenberg's constant reversions to tonality, whether overt or implied, as well as his reversion to traditional syntactic structures, even in the same Opus 23 waltz we were just hearing, where the serial system is being displayed for the first time in history. We find a passage such as this with a perfectly symmetrical sequence. Listen to this. Now that's three bars, which is then repeated in exact sequence. Exact sequence. And not only is that passage symmetrical, but there hangs over it a strong feeling of tonality. You sense that tonal quality, those perfect fifths in the melodic line, and do you sense the dominant feeling in the accompaniment? You hear that? And the next bar? That dominant quality?